When we used to think about Dubai, it was all about, cement and cranes.
Right, mass construction.
But today, the biggest cranes are hoisting Oracle servers. The whole engine under that sleek glass exterior is fundamentally changing.
It really is.
So if you're looking for where that next wave of global career opportunity is, you have to look at the massive digital transformation happening there right now.
It's this unprecedented, completely top-down strategy. The government is digitizing everything. I mean, everything from traffic management to their public finance systems.
And that requires a very specific kind of human capital.
Exactly. Highly specialized, internationally seasoned talent. And frankly, the local market just can't supply it at the pace or at the level that's required.
So our mission today, it's really tailored for you. We're going to take a deep dive into these very specific job market niches for late 2025.
We want to shortcut your understanding.
Yeah, show you where the demand is highest, where your skills translate into, really competitive salaries, and what you actually need to do to land one of these roles.
And we have to start with the foundation, the thing that makes this whole system work.
Go on.
Well, Dubai is a top global destination for lots of reasons, safety, infrastructure, but the magnet, the real unique financial proposition, is zero personal income tax.
That distinction is just so profound when you're thinking about global mobility.
It's everything.
Our analysis makes it crystal clear. If you are offered a salary of, let's say, 30,000 dirhams,
Which is about 8,100 US dollars.
that entire 30,000 is what you take home, period.
That financial clarity, it's the bedrock. It allows these huge salaries for niche talent to be incredibly compelling on a global scale.
It's a powerful incentive to not just move, but to take on these extremely high pressure roles we're about to get into.
Absolutely.
Okay, so let's unpack this. Let's dive into the sectors. And we're going to start, maybe surprisingly, in engineering.
But not the kind of engineering you might think.
Exactly. The engineering Dubai needs now has shifted completely away from just mass construction. It's all about smart systems and meticulous, almost surgical precision.
That shift from volume to precision, that really is the story of modern Dubai engineering. They're focused on longevity, on safety, especially for the massive assets they already have.
And a perfect example of this is the senior site engineer role for a company like Mata Media.
Okay, so what does that actually involve?
Well, this isn't about managing the foundation for a new tower. This is about the structural integrity of these huge outdoor advertising assets.
So we're talking about the giant digital screens you see on the highways.
The very same. The ones right next to high-speed arteries like Sheikh Zayed Road. You're managing structural risk in a hyper-visible, complex, and potentially very dangerous environment.
Right. So every weld, every single bolt has to comply with the ridiculously rigorous safety standards from the Dubai municipality. It's less about building and more about assurance for public safety.
And the requirements for that kind of pressure cooker job are steep. 5 to 7 years of experience, real expertise with steel structures, a PMP certification, and you have to be a master of AutoCAD.
And that profile commands a premium, I assume.
It does. Salaries are running from 30,000 up to 40,000 dirhams a month.
Wow. Now, building on that, you can also see how strategic goals, like climate goals, are shaping demand.
You're talking about the RTA, the Roads and Transport Authority.
Yep. They're actively recruiting an engineer specifically for bus depots.
Which sounds incredibly niche on the surface.
It does, but when you connect it to the bigger picture, it makes perfect sense. This job is a key part of the Green Mobility 2030 strategy.
Ah, so the push to electrify their entire public bus fleet.
Precisely. This engineer isn't just maintaining old diesel buses. They're overseeing the entire electromechanical infrastructure for the next generation of transport. It's facility management mixed with future fleet engineering.
And the RTA also points to a crucial soft skill here, one that often gets missed in technical roles.
Let me guess. Communication.
You got it. Because they're a government body managing public assets, they need people who can write incredibly detailed technical reports. And those reports have to be delivered perfectly in English. It's a non-negotiable.
That speaks volumes about the demands of working in that kind of international environment.
It really does. Okay, so from managing the physical world, let's move to guarding the digital one. This is where Dubai's ambition to be the world's smartest city is really being forged.
And the demand for technologists who can handle this scale is just, it's insatiable.
What's fascinating is the sheer high-stakes nature of these jobs.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, take the Systems and Applications Development Specialist at the Dubai Department of Finance, the DOF.
Okay.
You're not just writing some consumer app. You are, and this is not an exaggeration, the digital guardian of the government's central treasury.
That sounds like a terrifying amount of responsibility. I mean, if that system goes down, what's the immediate consequence?
It's an immediate high-level crisis. This person is responsible for the centralized financial systems, the ERP backbone, securing all the transaction layers and ensuring it all works 24/7. It's the financial plumbing of the government.
So the tech requirements must be absolute deal breakers.
They are. The job postings are explicit. Deep expertise in Oracle financials is mandatory. You have to have mastered SQL databases and enterprise-grade security. It's a very specific stack.
And I saw an interesting detail about experience.
The trade-off.
Right.
8 years with a bachelor's, but only 4 if you have a master's degree.
Which is a clear signal. They're prioritizing speed and high-level education.
Exactly. Then you have another role at the RTA, the Specialist for Digital Services Development.
And this one serves a completely different master, right? This is all about the public user experience.
Correct. So if the other engineer is managing the physical bus depot, this team is building the apps that manage your commute. Things like Sahail or Dubai Drive. It's a product-minded role, all about UX.
And the government has this really ambitious goal. Serverless have to be paperless, and even more than that, invisible.
Meaning the tech has to work so smoothly, so intuitively, that you barely even notice it's there. That's the ultimate mark of success for a smart city.
And that's why experience with broader smart city projects or IoT, the Internet of Things, is such a huge bonus. They want people who see the whole picture.
That interconnectedness is key.
Okay, let's talk about the creative economy for a second. Dubai is a global hub, but it's also a brand, and that brand needs a powerful narrative voice.
And that media operation is extremely high pressure. The messaging has to be instant, consistent, and reflect the speed of government decision-making.
Which brings us to role number 5, the AV editor for the Dubai Government Media Office, or GDMO.
This is the team that crafts the official voice of the ruler and the executive council.
And the speed they expect is just legendary. Oh. They want you to take footage from a royal visit, edit a full news package, and cut social media reels for Instagram and TikTok all within minutes.
It's basically broadcast journalism applying to state communications. You have to master the full Adobe Suite Premiere Pro, After Effects Plus Final Cut. And motion graphics isn't a bonus, it's a requirement.
Okay, but hold on a second. The salary range for that incredibly high-pressure creative job is listed from about 10,000 to 20,000 dirhams a month.
Yeah.
That feels significantly lower than the 30 to 40,000 we saw for the senior site engineer. Are we missing something here?
That is a critical observation. And no, you're not missing anything. While the government benefits are always strong, that base salary reflects a simple market reality. High saturation in the global creative talent pool.
So supply and demand?
Exactly. The scarcity premium is just much, much higher for a precision engineer or a niche tech security expert than it is for a media producer, even one working at that level. It's a structural difference in the market.
That really puts things into perspective. Okay, shifting gears completely. We have to talk about essential human capital, the people saving lives.
The pressure on emergency services is immense, right? A rapidly growing population plus massive tourism.
Which leads us straight to the emergency medical technician for the Dubai Corporation for Ambulance Services, DSECs.
These are the first responders. They're providing critical pre-hospital care, managing trauma on site, and getting patients to major centers like Rashid Hospital.
And this is not a job you can just walk into. The certification requirements are incredibly strict. You need a recognized diploma, mandatory BLS and PHTLS certifications, and you must be eligible for a license from the Dubai Health Authority, the DHA.
It's a high-skill, high-demand role, and that licensing process ensures only top-tier professionals are on the streets.
And finally, a role that really shows the full social spectrum of Dubai's needs, a housing supervisor for the Dubai Foundation for Women and Children.
DFWA. This is a humanitarian role focused entirely on compassion and stability.
Right. They run shelters for the most vulnerable residents. We're talking about victims of domestic violence and human trafficking. The housing supervisor manages the day-to-day, makes sure medical needs are met, and just maintains a secure, supportive environment.
It's a critical entry-level position. Salaries are typically under 10,000 dirhams, but the soft skills are absolutely essential.
And given their diverse clientele, fluency in multiple languages is called out as a major asset.
Just proves that the need for skilled talent really does span every single aspect of society.
Okay, so now let's talk about the future. The three roles where we see market scarcity just peaking right now, all driven by these huge global shifts. These are Tikkun ticks.
And the first one is a direct response to global fears over generative AI. It's the AI security specialist, specifically one focused on red teaming.
This is where it gets really fascinating. Companies, especially in regulated fields like fintech, are terrified of hackers using jailbroken AI models to write malware.
At a speed no human programmer could ever match.
So the opportunity is in proactive defense. These AI red teamers are hired to intentionally try and break a company's own AI models. They find the holes before the bad guys do.
It's essential cutting-edge defense. And because this talent is so incredibly rare globally, the scarcity is driving premium pay.
What are we talking about?
Our data shows salary potential soaring past 35,000 dirhams a month for a qualified specialist.
Wow. Okay, what's trend number two?
The renewable energy project manager. This is driven entirely by the UAE's Net Zero 2050 strategy, which has accelerated since COP28.
So we're talking about entities like DWA, the Electricity and Water Authority, needing managers for these huge clean energy projects.
Massive ones, like expanding the Mohammed bin Rashid Al Maktoum Solar Park, focusing on solar grid integration. It's huge scale work.
And the third trend takes us back to healthcare.
Yes, the specialized critical care nurse, especially those qualified for the ICU or high acuity ERs.
Because Dubai is aggressively positioning itself as a medical tourism hub.
Exactly. And that strategy requires world-class staff. Now, the base salary might look mid-range, maybe 8 to 12,000 dirhams, but the total package is incredibly lucrative. The DHA has streamlined the visa process, and with housing allowances and overtime, it's designed to attract top international talent.
So we've mapped the demand, but seeing the job opening is just the first step.
It's not even half the battle. Getting the interview is where the global competition just hits you like a tidal wave. Companies get thousands of applications a day from all over the world.
So we need to cover the practical steps, the stumbling blocks. What is the number one thing you have to do to make sure your resume even reaches a human?
Rule number one, you must beat the bots.
The ATS.
The applicant tracking systems. Major entities like the RTA, big private firms, they all use them. These bots filter resumes on pure keyword matching before a human recruiter ever lays eyes on them.
And this is such a common failure point. A great candidate uses a synonym, thinking they sound more professional, and boom, they're filtered out.
It's a fatal error. If the job description says technical inspection, your resume must say technical inspection, not oversight of technical processes. And keep the formatting painfully simple. No graphics, no columns. The AI can't read it. You have to pass that keyword test.
Okay, rule number two, the administrative monster that trips everyone up, attestation.
Ah, yes. This is the big one.
Our sources say this bureaucratic process is the most frequent stumbling block. Your degree, even if it's from Harvard, is basically worthless in Dubai until it is officially attested.
It's a non-negotiable step. It's a two-part process. You have to get your degree stamped by the Ministry of Foreign Affairs in your home country and then by the UAE Embassy in that same country.
And the timing here is absolutely critical.
Do this before you even get a job offer. If you wait, the paperwork will delay your visa and you could lose the opportunity, especially in a fast-moving field. Have that paperwork ready to go.
And finally, rule number three.
LinkedIn is king, absolutely king in the Middle East hiring process. Headhunters, government recruiters, they live on that platform to source international talent.
So practical steps.
Set your location or your openness to relocate to Dubai immediately. Follow the companies we've talked about. Engage with their posts. Find the hiring managers.
Because networking is still more powerful than just sending an application into the ATS abyss.
Always. It shows you have to navigate the system with precision, not just have the skills.
Absolutely. I mean, the Dubai dream has really evolved. It's not just about tax-free money anymore. It's about working on some of the most complex, advanced infrastructure and digital projects on the planet. You're building a hyper-efficient future.
And whether you're using Oracle expertise to secure a government treasury or PMP knowledge to ensure safety on a highway or your PHTLS certification to save a life, the opportunities are real, they're specific, and they are highly demanding.
The system is streamlined, the visa policies are friendly to skilled talent, and the niches we've covered are desperate for expertise.
They really are.
So the only question left for you to think about after all of this is, are your bags packed?